Families of 12 miners who were trapped in a West Virginia coal mine are mourning their deaths. Just before midnight, the family members heard that the miners had survived. Then 3 hours later came the devastating news that all but one were found dead. A mining company official blamed the error on a miscommunication. Ben Hatfield is head of the International Coal Group.
It's a very emotional time. The employees' families are grief-stricken and frankly angry, and I'm not surprised or upset with them, because they certainly have some basis for their frustration, having been put through this emotional roller coaster.
That's mine company official Ben Hatfield. Joining us once again this morning is David McAteer, former Assistant Secretary of Mine Safety and Health for the U.S. Department of Labor. He's on the line from Shepherdstown, West Virginia. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
I think the word emotional roller coaster is not strong enough. First, the families heard that one miner had died, but 12 others were alive. You went to bed last night with that news. You woke up to the news of these deaths. What do you make of this stunning and very sad reversal?
Well, it's just tragic. These situations are really fraught with potential for errors because of the emotional nature of them. Frequently these things happen, not frequently, but sometimes these things happen when rumor spreads faster than fact, and unfortunately that's the case here. And I did go to bed with the notion that these were alive, and tragically the facts are that it was not to be the case, and we were faced with the reality that 12 miners are dead.
When we spoke with you yesterday, we talked about numerous alleged safety violations at the mine. Are there any indications as of this morning that any of these alleged violations led to the explosion and the deaths of these 12 of the 13 miners?
It's still too early to tell. That we don't have any information from the investigation, as it has only just begun now. All efforts have been made to work the rescue, and the investigation would be put on hold until after the time of the rescue or recovery, as the case may be. And so I think we'll have to take a look over time now to see whether those violations had any connection to the accident itself and the disaster.
What will happen next in terms of an investigation? Who will be investigating, and what will specifically they be looking for?
The federal government, that is MSHA, will lead the investigation, and the West Virginia Office of Miners Health Safety and Training will be part of that investigation. It will be a joint investigation conducted by the two federal and state agencies, and they will look for a couple of things. One is they'll look for a moment in time as to what happened at the time of the explosion, but then also they'll look at a longer picture and see what led up to the investigation and what were the factors that were out of place to cause the accident to occur.
David McAteer, thanks very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
David McAteer was head of the U.S. Mine Safety and Health Administration. He's now a vice president at Wheeling Jesuit University in West Virginia.